Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Excuse me. Oh, we live. Welcome to day number 4 of my 4th attempt of growing a podcast business within the next 90 days, making $100,000. And so far, I've only made nothing. And so we're going to dive in deep, and we're going to go and recap based on the last couple of days and what has been taking place and what I'm going to be working towards today. And the biggest thing is that, one, I'm consistent. Two, excuse me, as I was watching different videos, different podcasts, and different conversations, the consistency part is so important because a lot of people are not consistent and this destroys their opportunity of being successful. Three, I know the business that I'm trying to build, which is a podcast business, helping entrepreneurs spotlight their business so they can grow and have more customers. And so it's important to have your message be more clear. Like, I'm getting more clear on how to present it, who I'm trying to reach out to, and who to connect with. I recognize within the last couple of days that my ideal customers were entrepreneurs. And the reason why that is so important is because I have to go to the right customers to serve them. And in addition to that, yesterday I had a thought that came across my mind. I'm like, wait, it's not just entrepreneurs. Yes, entrepreneurs are great. As I'm reaching out to different people and communicating with others, I reached out to 27 people and 2 people responded yesterday just to see, like, what are their struggles with getting more customers. And as I'm communicating with them, as I'm reaching out to them, they respond back with the issues that they was dealing with. And when I got the responses back, I literally remembered doing this on my second attempt of growing a podcast business. But this time, for my 4th attempt, it's completely different because the responses that I received, I'm not trying to solve all the problems. Moreover, I'm trying to solve the right problem for the right customer for the right solution. Because if I have the right customer, if I have the right solution, if I have the right problem that I'm solving, I can serve a lot more customers focusing on that one problem, that one customer, and that growth from it. Yesterday, I was in class, and I had asked my professor, management systems or something like that. And I had asked him, I was like, do you have any book recommendations? Because I'm a big person on reading and educating yourself and really, like, growing within yourself. And he mentioned a couple books, and one was Good to Great. One was another one was Profit First. Another one was The 48 Laws of Power. And then he was like, yeah, like, right now, where is that? It's podcasts. He was like, a lot of people have so many different podcasts and there's so much information out there. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's crazy. It's crazy that you said that. And it's more so of really understanding the information that's out there. So there's a big entrepreneur but he's a big time entrepreneur. And he referenced him, and his name is Alex Horozy. And he was like, yeah, man, like, his podcast is good, and I recommend listen to that. And so I'm like, all right, cool. So I already know of Alex Hormozi because I watch a lot of videos and watch and hear what he's talking about. He's very, very well versed in business. And one day I look to be on that skill level, but for now I have to start with where I'm at. I digress. As I'm watching the video, I get in my car, and the video that I typed in was the video that he referenced. He was like, sell to the rich. And I typed it in. I'm like, sell to the Alex Hormozi, sell to the rich. And it's a video about it. And he broke down 13 reasons of why you should sell to the rich or sell to people who has the money for it. Excuse me. And as I'm listening to it yesterday, as I'm watching it on YouTube, it's starting to make sense now. Because my biggest objection as I'm reaching out to different customers and trying to and inform them about the podcast business that I have, it wasn't that the product was wrong. It wasn't that I was solving the wrong problem. It was they just didn't have the funds to pay for that. So now I'm thinking I got to change the business. I got to pivot to the customers. Like, there's so many different things that I had to change. But if I just changed one thing, which was the customers, I probably could have kept the same exact thing. In addition to that, I'm glad I did kind of pivot, because I'm not just helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast or grow their podcast and don't make money from it. I'm helping entrepreneurs make money from their podcast so their business can be spotlighted and their story can bring in more customers. So that way I can help throughout different journeys of their podcasting journey. So I'm still trying to figure that part out. However, the customers that I'm looking to serve are a lot different. Since I'm a new entrepreneur, since I'm a beginning entrepreneur, like my biggest thing, like, yes, you can have subscriptions. Yes, you can have a community. Yes, you can have people pay you to be a part of your, to have access to you. And I'm like, well, if you charge $5 for 10 people, that's $50. Okay, how many people do you need to charge $5 in order to make some profit? And I'm like, man, I don't even know. That's a lot of people that you got to communicate with. And so it's time to bring out the notebook. It's time to bring out the pen and paper. It's time to bring out the pen and paper. Bring it around town. All right, there we go. So now what I'm about to do, I'm about to open this up and then demonstrate what I'm talking about. Hold on. All right, there we go. That's on. All right. We on. All right. So now I'm just scrolling down to a blank page. All right. There we go. Make sure I'm on the right one. Yep. Okay, so, oh, you can't even see this. Hold on. All right, there we go. So, I'm about to share the screen. Let me know if y'all can see that right quick. Let me know if y'all can see that. So, let's say $4.99. Where is it at? All right, I'm going to start over. As a matter of fact. All right, so you got $4. And 99 cents, and let's just say this is for subscription, and then I'm gonna put right here monthly fee. Notice it's monthly. I'm gonna put underneath it every 30 days. Okay. Every 30 days, you're going to get paid Day one, day two, day three, four, five, six, so on and so forth. One, two, three, four, five, six, all the way up to 30. Let's just say 30. And this is your calendar. So if you're making $4.99, which I'm not, this is just an example. This is just the social media, I think on Twitch you're able to have people subscribe to your channel for $4.99. So we're just gonna keep it real basic, real simple, real easy to understand. So we're right here, $4.99. And let's just say you have a bill that's $500. You got your website, you got technology, and that's it. Website technology, $500. You have $4.99, and this is not financial advice. Just give you a disclaimer. This is not financial advice. This is pure educational. So it's meant to inform, not to persuade about anything that's going on. So this is pure informative and not financial advice. I digress. So $4.99, in my mind, $4.99 is not a business, because I'm not a big organization. I'm not a big company. I'm a small business starting off at ground level zero. That's why I'm doing this challenge. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, how many times or how many people will I need to hit my monthly goal of $500? And as I'm thinking about it, if I divide 500 divide by $4.99, I get, I'm just going to pull up the calculator. $4. 100 people. Okay. And the reason why I'm going over this is because it started to, as I'm going to different phases in my business and I'm understanding more and going through the process more often, some things tend not to make a lot of sense. You will have 100 people pay you $4.99 and then you get $500. Well, what if I want to make more than just $500? You're going to have a lot more people sign up for your channel, sign up for your subscription, and so on and so forth. And so as I'm going through different phases in my journey of learning business, of learning the podcast business, and how to be more clear, how to be more focused, I'm trying to figure out what would be easier and who would be easier to serve, that since I'm a small business, since I'm a small team, and I'm still in the beginning phase of really like understanding this. That's when it hit me yesterday. I was like, wait, if I want a decent amount per month, $4.99 is going to be hard. It's going to be difficult to achieve. But what if I change the customer that I'm serving? But what if I identify, one, the problem that I can solve, and then two, how I go about solving it? What if I identify that I can have a business? You see, yesterday gave me a shift that I was not expecting, but it gave me a shift that I needed to help me understand more about the direction that I'm going. Hold on. Okay. So now, it gave me more direction. It gave me more level of understanding. And, hold on. It gave me more direction. Oh, y'all can't even see that. It gave me more direction. Why is this important? Direction equals right customers. Shout out to Action Zone because I always work for them. I can't serve everybody. They say if you're trying to serve everyone, you're serving no one. And I'm not trying to serve everyone. I'm trying to serve the right customers. I'm trying to serve the right people. I'm trying to help the right individuals, excuse me, that will help me accomplish my goal. But first, I have to be willing to serve them. I have to be willing to help them go from point A to point B, whether that be sharing their story through the business spotlight package or the business spotlight and going on different podcasts and to share and grow their business to get more customers. It's giving yourself patience to develop that. It's giving yourself patience. So today what we're going to be doing, we're going to be picking up on yesterday's work and why that was so important. So I reached out to 27 people, 2 people responded, and today we're going to actually pick up where we left. So that way we're reaching out to our potential customers who are entrepreneurs, and I'm just going to ask them, like, what are their biggest challenges when it comes to getting more customers? Have they ever tried to grow their business through podcasting or get more customers through podcasting? And their budget. So I'm going to ask them 3 questions. Reason why I want to stick to 3 questions is so I don't overwhelm the people that I'm reaching out to. If I keep the questions to a minimum, I can get responses a lot faster. I'm not trying to sell anything in the beginning. I'm trying to understand what the problem is. What are your challenges when it comes to getting more customers? What are your challenges and why you haven't started sharing your story on podcasting? What are your challenges when it comes to budgeting? I'm asking the hard questions early so I know whom. I'm looking out, who I'm looking to communicate with. So this is a great assignment that I learned, and we're going to pick it back up. I'm not going to share the screen, but I will share what I'm saying and how many responses I received and so on and so forth. So that way, like, I involve y'all with the conversation, and everything that I'm doing, you all can understand why I'm doing it that particular way, or you can understand why I'm doing that particular way, and that's what we're doing. So we get into it. And we getting straight to it. Promoting your, look at that. That's crazy. So what I'm going to do, since I did it yesterday, there's 28 comments in this. And it says to promote your business. Not that there's anything wrong, but commenting is, yes, it's promoting your business, Ed, but it has to be like more ways that you do that. So I'm going to pick it back up. Where's my notebook so I can keep track of how many people I reached out to? We're going to hit this goal this time. For those of you that wasn't here yesterday, I kept track of the amount of people that I reached out to by a simple notebook, pen, and a piece of paper. So that way, like, I can see how many people I'm reaching out to, how many people I'm responding to. Yesterday, I reached out to 27 people. Today, my goal is to reach out to 30 people. 30 people. All right. So I don't have no follow-ups yet because this is my second time reaching back out. However, so yesterday I reached out to 27. Today my goal is to reach out to 30 people. So there will be 57 within 2 days. And to be honest, through social media, it makes it a lot easier. Can you imagine speaking to 57 people? How about this? Hold on. All right, so for those of y'all that's in on this live, okay, look, this is what we're gonna do, okay? I'm gonna make it a competition with inside of the competition. So right now it's 358. And I believe I can reach out to, let's say, 25 people in the next 10 minutes. And if I'm able to do that within the next 10 minutes, if I'm able to reach out to, what'd I say, 20? What'd I say, 20 to 25 people? What'd I say? Let's say 10. If I'm able to reach out to 20 people in 10 minutes, I would give someone $10. Yeah, but you got to participate in the challenge. You got to let me know what the timing is. I would personally give someone $10 via Cash App. And all you got to do is drop your Cash App and I'll send it to you. If I don't accomplish the goal. And in return, if I'm able to do that within 10 minutes, you got to hit that subscribe button. You got to hit that like, and most importantly, you got to share your thoughts on how this challenge is helping you so far. So we going to get to it. Hold on. Let me set my timer. Hold on. All right. So I got 10 minutes and 4 seconds. So let me see if you can see this. Hold on. I don't know how to make it clear. Wait. I'm going to put it for 30 seconds so I can show the camera. Okay. 10 minutes. Let's see. 10 minutes and 30 seconds. I put 30 seconds so I can show y'all. You know what I mean? All right. Time dwelling down. I got 20 people to reach out to. And I got 10 minutes. All right. Let's get it. Okay. Alright, hold on. Oh. Come on now. There we go. Alright. What's the time? I got 9 minutes left. I ain't seen one yet. I got 10 minutes left. I ain't seen one yet. Hold on. Alright. Okay, one. I sent one.
0925.
I sent two. Okay, sent two. And I got 8 minutes left, 8 minutes left, 8 minutes left. 8 minutes left, 8 minutes left, 8 minutes left. Doom, 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 doom. 8 minutes left, 8 minutes left, 8 minutes left. All right. Gotta get back to it. All right, sent two. Now we on three. Alright, there we go. Two. We on three. We just did three. Okay. Okay, hold on. We on, hold on, we on four. Yep, there we go. We on four. Four. All right, three, four. And we got 7 minutes left. Four. Okay. Four. 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 Okay. We get to it. four, five. Five. All right, there we go. Let me see. Hello, I think we're gonna hit this goal. I got 15 more and 6 minutes left. What a challenge. God, no, I'm always challenging myself. Let's see. And I'm gonna keep my word. But first, the time has to go off. Alright. There we go. Okay, six. Dang, I said in 10 minutes. Oh, why did I not read that? That one don't count. It's five. Just five. 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 There we go. There we go. Okay. Now we on six. Dang, man, I just wasted some time. Well, I got 4 minutes left to do 14? To do 14? I got 4 minutes left? I should have said 12 minutes or so. Let me see. Okay. Okay. Now we on seven. We almost there. Seven. With 3 minutes left, I got 13 more to do. I got 13 more to go. Come on, man. In 3 minutes. In 3 minutes. In 3 minutes. There we go. All right, let's see. 2 minutes, bro. I got 12 more to go. 12 more to go, man. 12 more to go. 12 more to go. And I got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Two more minutes. Two more minutes. I'm gonna get as many as I can within 2 minutes. Within 2 minutes. Okay. I said okay. All right. I already sent those yesterday. I got 2 minutes left. Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay. Ooh. Okay, I'm at 9. With 1 minute and 34 seconds left. Ah, I got 11 left. I got 11 left to go. And we gonna do that. We gonna be all right. There we go. That's gonna be the new copy. All right. 10 with 39 seconds to go. Oh man, I'm halfway through with 30 seconds to go. I'm not gonna waste this time. I'm gonna try to see if I can get one more in. I'm gonna try to get one more in before the bell go off, for the buzzer go off. Trying to get one more in. There we go. Come on. Ah! So I got the 10. Alright, so for those of you that's on, hold on, let me see this one. Okay, there we go. Alright, so let me come back to the screen. So I got to 11. The first person who put their Cash App down below, or put, yeah, let's just say Cash App, within the next 60 seconds will be the winner of getting the prize of $10. And you have 60 seconds. And I'm going to set the timer for the 60 seconds. Okay, hold on. Let me go to it. Here goes 60 seconds. Hold on. You got 59 seconds. Let me see. 54? Yep. You got to put your Cash App within the next 48 seconds in order to claim the winner of the $10. Oh, you got 40 seconds. And once the buzzer go off, the offer is off of the table. You have 30 seconds to put your Cash App down if you want to claim the prize of $10. It's 20 seconds. 20 seconds. As soon as the timer go off, the deal is no longer on the table. In addition to that, you only have 10 seconds. 9. You better hurry up and type it if you want to be the winner, claim the winner. 3, 2, 1. The offer is off of the table. Ah, man. The offer is off of the table. So we're gonna finish. So I got 9 more people. Well, I think I said 30. So I got 19 more people to go. Excuse me, for the day. So that way I hit my goal. However, the offer was on the table. 60 seconds pass. I think it was 90 seconds. I say 96. 90 seconds pass, and the offer is no longer on the table. Don't worry. There will be more competitions to join. And if you would like to join the competitions and to potentially win some money or win a prize, Let me know in the comments on how much you are liking this challenge so far. Let me know in the comments. Let me hear your thought process. And we're just diving deep with it. We're diving deep with it. So what we're doing, for those of you that just joined, we are reaching out to people to ask them three questions. What is your biggest challenge when it comes to getting more customers? Have you ever considered promoting your business through podcasting? And what is your budget when it comes to promoting your business? Why are we asking three questions? Three questions keep it simple. Three questions keep it straightforward. Three questions don't make it overwhelming. In fact, it makes it more doable because it's not too many questions to answer. So that's why we're doing three questions. That's what we're going to do. That's what we are doing. And that's what we are going to do. And so that's what we are focusing on today, is reaching out to 30 people. And all in total, it will be 57 people that I've reached out to within the last 2 days. Because I started it for day three, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, day three. If I'm not mistaken. All right. Yesterday, I did 27 people and got 2 replies. So what's that? 27 divided by 2? Or 2 divided by 7. Which one is it? Amanda. Nope. There we go. All right, I'm on 12. All right. So let me know where y'all are from. If you ever thought about having your own business, if you're in the process of growing your business, let me know, what is your business? What is your dream? And one thing that you are looking forward to. I just gave you 3 different questions so fast. Let me know in the comments if you have ever thought about starting your own business. Or if you have your own business, then you already started that process. Let me know in the comments. All right, so I reach out to them. Yep. All right. We on 13. All right, we at 13 right now. 13. All right, so since I like to challenge myself, What's that game called? I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little eye, or with my big eye. Is it little eye or big eye? Oh, no. I can't remember. Which one is it? Is it I spy with my eye, or just I spy with my little eye or big eye? I think the little eye sound better. I'm not sure. Okay, we on 13. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. This is gonna have to be a little different. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Community. Okay, so this is what I'm doing. Hello. Okay. So what I'm about to start doing, so this is what I'm saying so far. Hello, blank. I hope all is well. I have noticed that you create posts that gets the community engaged with promoting their business in the Temple Bay, in the Temple community. And people struggle. Their business. Okay. If faced with alright, so this is what I said. That is actually 14 right there. Hello blank. I hope all is well. I noticed that you create posts that gets the community engaged with promoting their business in the Tampa Bay community. And a lot of people struggle with promoting their business. I'm in the process of collecting feedback and not selling anything so that I can better serve my customers. Do you mind if I ask three questions about the challenges you face with getting new customers? So, you know what I mean? That was actually pretty good. I took a different approach. And this different approach that I took, it's similar to the other ones, but it's more so me reaching out, but me making the message more personable. I see what you're doing. And hey, I applaud you for that. And, you know, I just want to ask three questions. And I learned this. I learned that. Not necessarily technique, but that strategy from the 10X stages movement, or, you know, and so I'm just applying what I've learned, and now I'm starting to see the difference between reaching out to more people, being consistent, and showing up every single day. My first three attempts of growing a 90-day, my first three attempts of doing a 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, I wasn't reaching out to customers every day like I needed to. I was really just focused on the content part of it. I was just posting and creating videos and just really focusing around that. Not that that's bad, but if I don't have customers to speak directly to, me posting and marketing is kind of like a waste of time because I'm not selling anything, or at least I wasn't selling anything. Today, I'm selling stuff, and it's completely different than the first three attempts. And so the fourth attempt is going to be different because now I have more clarity. I have more focus. And I know what space I'm in. I mean, the spotlight, I mean, the media play, the podcast space where we help business owners spotlight their story so that way they can have more customers and grow their business. And so that's my biggest thing. If you're struggling with getting more customers, shoot me an email, shoot me a DM, and I would love to help you get to the next step. So we're at 14 right now. I have a landscaping business here in Indiana. I'm new to the game, but so far so good. I'm trying to figure out how I manure the slow months, aka winter months, when there is little to no snow. Joshua, man, hold on. I Can I pin? Oh, there we go. Joshua, this is powerful, bro. This is powerful. For one, you have a landscaping business. And you said me and my cousin started out going door to door to reach more customers. Man, Joshua, I appreciate you for sharing that. It is so important that you are doing what you're doing in addition to that. I know it's going to be scary. I know it's going to might feel frightening, but start recording and documenting you going door to door. And the reason being is because you never know the customer is going to come from you serving in person, right? For instance, we're online, right? And as we're online, I just read your comment and I'm giving you feedback. I'm giving you ways to be better. I get it. The winter months are coming. In addition to that, you have to position yourself differently. You have to start sharing what you are doing. Start using these social media platforms. Start sharing your story. People need landscaping, not just only because of the winter months, but throughout the whole entire time. There's different seasons. Yes, the slow seasons are coming up, but there's something else that you can't do. You can start sharing your story even more and get around more people. So that way your landscaping business can go from like one-to-one, like one-on-one, like in person, to really 1 to 5 people, to 1 to 10 people. And by 5 and 10 people, I'm talking about the amount of views that you can get. Of course, it's going to be small. In addition to that, it's going to grow. So, bro, if you're not doing this, my piece of advice, if you don't mind me giving you the advice, start recording when you knock on the door. And as a matter of fact, bro, hold on. You just made me think of something. Hold on. Now I got to look up this. There's this guy that goes around different neighborhoods and different communities, and he has a landscaping business. Don't know his, I forgot his name. In addition to that, he goes around knocking on people's doors, but he records the process of him cutting the people's yards. And mind you, bro, like the yards be like they got violations. They got paper on the doors. But here's the thing. He's not going to the homeowners selling anything. He's going to the homeowners, knocking on the door, providing a free value. And he gets tons of views. Tons of views, bro. And I'm sharing this because one, you have a landscaping business and he has a landscaping business. And what he does, bro, genius. He lead with value. He lead with value. The customer that he's in front of might not pay him, which is absolutely okay. But what about the some of the people who's watching his content that need their yard cut? They need their yard rate. And like, hold on. Yeah, I seen that guy. He cuts yards for free for views. Bruh, for views. And hold on. Let me write this down. Hold on. I'm going to share my screen right quick. Hold on, Josh. Don't go nowhere, bro. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, bro. Let me pull this up. Hold on. Not that one. This one. All right. What's on the screen? All right, there we go. All right, hold on. Views. Dang. Wrong pen. Hold on, Josh. Views. Come on. See, I'm trying to write on it, but it ain't right. Oh, man. Okay, views. And I'm putting views because that's what you said. You said, I've seen that guy. He cuts yards for free for views. You see, views equals attention. And, oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay, let me read it. I'm going to read it what you said. Actually, let me see if I can pin this. Okay, there we go. I actually thought about doing that. What I do is provide services and I tell them to pay me whatever they can afford. It's a good way to engage and build trust with the customer. That is actually pretty smart. That, look at what you're doing. Bro, you just said, hold on, you said you're in Indiana. You're in Indiana. I got a mentor, Mike Imbriglio and Steve Anderson. When I started in real estate, half a decade ago, that was teaching me more about real estate, but how to communicate with customers. In addition to that, their market was in Indiana. And I knew nothing about Indiana until I started working with them. So it's just like, bro, I can't even tell you nothing about it because I never been. In addition to that, they invested in Indiana. And I met them in person, but their work was seen online. And so I want to get back to it. I learned this from the 10X movement, that money follows attention. And I didn't fully understand that. I'm still like getting a understanding behind it, but it did not make sense. And I'm like, how does money follow attention? Like, how does that even make sense? So I'm trying to figure it out. And then as I'm going to different communities, different masterminds, and learning more about business, well, what is attention? Attention is people paying is people looking in your direction. It's looking and communicating with you. It's really positioning you differently because you have their attention. I remember I gave a speech back in 2021. And when I gave a speech, it was my first time speaking in public. During this time, I was missing a tooth because right now I have an implant. And as I was communicating, I was talking, I was sharing about what I was sharing about. And the last thing I said, I appreciate y'all giving me y'all attention. Having y'all attention is the most important thing anyone can ever have. And I didn't recognize what I said, but I recognized later on down the line that attention leads to views. Views come from people putting themselves out there. And people putting themselves out there are looking to grow their business. So Josh, I want to share that with you, man. Nothing but cornfields. Great place to be a land. Nothing but cornfields. Great place to be a land scraper. LOL, I had to follow the money, bro. Hey, man, that's what I'm learning. Follow the money. And when you have the views plus attention, this is what I'm learning. This is what I'm discovering. This is what I'm understanding. When you have attention, the money I ain't gonna say it will come to you. Hold on. I'll be lying. Hello, the attention. I'm gonna write something differently. Hello, the attention. Here's what it does. Creates opportunities. That right there, Josh, is the most important thing you can ever have. You have to have attention. When people are paying attention to you, bro, you knocking on the doors, you getting the doors closed on you, people not answering the doors, but that's okay. You know the grind, you know the process. And when people see your process, when people hear your pitch, when people hear like what you are presenting, and you show them how you can help them, bro, oh my goodness. You talking about slow months, bro? You talking about slow months? Man, you're going to be so busy. What if during the slow months, you say, I don't know if it's snow down there, slow months, aka winter months, when there's little to no snow. You say little to no snow. Well, what if, okay, they might not need their yard cut or whatnot, but they might need some form of landscaping that you could provide. Like, I don't know the landscaping space. If I would have, I would have said something, but I have no idea about the landscaping space. But I'm pretty sure you do. Man, if you take nothing from what I just said, I watched a video with Gary V, and he was just explaining, like, if you're in business, you have to learn how to market yourself. Like, this is, like, believe it or not, I'm marketing myself. You know what I mean? Like, there's a process that everyone has to go through, but you have to be comfortable with documenting, recording everything that you're doing. So hopefully that helped. Yes, no's, but not a whole lot. There's some people. Well, I had to look it up, but I'm pretty sure you can find some way to have your business not only be okay through the slow months, but promote your business every single day. That's what I'm learning to do, to promote my business every single day. My business is the podcast business. Well, how do you promote your business? Well, if I'm in a podcast business and I'm a podcaster and I help entrepreneurs spotlight their stories so they can have more customers, okay, well, I need to be doing it every single day. I need to be showing the process every single day. Behind me, I got failures knowledge all around me, right? But I didn't always have failures knowledge all around me. I had right here my Kobe Bryant jersey. Josh, I think you've been following me for some time. I literally had my Kobe Bryant jersey right here. But then I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm promoting the wrong thing. Shout out to Kobe Bryant. He's a phenomenal player. But if I'm in business, if I'm trying to grow my business and everything that I'm doing, I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing something wrong. It's understanding that you're in business and every single day you have to promote yourself. And that's a big shout out to my dog, Ray. We in college together. He got his own business and he's promoting himself every single day. And sometimes I just be listening to him. Sometimes I just be like, God, dog, bro, like, you gonna stop promoting yourself? He said, bro, no. No, I'm in business. I have to promote myself. And that's when I understood. I said, dang, that's crazy. I had a mentor. His name is Mr. Michael. He was in real estate. In fact, he was my real estate agent. And when I first bought my first house, and I looked up to him based off the way he carried himself. He wasn't only just a real estate agent. He was a Marine Corps, like E9. Like if you haven't served before, he was up there. Like he was like pictured in the corporate world, the COO or CEO. He was like one of them, like he was at the top. And so we pull up at the same time. And as we're pulling up at the same exact time so we can see the house, he has a 7 Series BMW. And at that time, I had a 5 Series BMW. Now, it wasn't the car that made me pay more attention to him. It was when he got out, I looked like him. Or he looked like me. I think that's the word. He looked like me. And when he got out, he's an older guy. Mind you, he's been in a career for 20-something years. And when out, I saw him. And we got to communicate, we got to talk, and we got to, like, till this day, I can call him, and we'd be on the phone for, like, hours. But what I'm saying is that when you put yourself out there, people start to see you differently. As he was putting himself out there, I saw him differently. Because, one, we had the same car. Two, we had the same occupation. Three, I was the client, he was the agent. And he was helping me out. So, when you hold on, I'm gonna read your statement one second. So when you put yourself out there, promoting yourself never stops. I'm like, man, some days I don't feel like promoting myself. Some days I'm like, it's too overwhelming. Some days I'm like, it takes a lot of time. Some days I'm like, what if it doesn't work? Some days I'm like, am I good enough? You see, I got doubt too. But Josh, let me tell you, man, you're not alone. Okay? You're not alone. Hold on. Let me come back to the screen, Josh. You're not alone. You have to be promoting your business. And you say, so true, man, I got to step it up. Hold on, what you say? So true, man, I got to step it up far as promoting myself and my business. Absolutely, bro. What's the name of your business? Because right now you're doing a phenomenal job promoting your business. How do I know you have a landscaping business? Because you're talking about your business. See, the Failures Knowledge Podcast, bro, was something I had to learn to be confident in. If I believe in it, why am I not talking about it? If I believe in the podcast and the mission behind helping others become their own somebody in this, if I believe that mission,
Why am I not talking about it? Why am I not talking to more people about it? You see, everyone has a journey that they have to go through. But when you identify the journey that you are on, the sky's the limit, bro. The sky's the limit. Like, I'm literally doing something different this time around for my fourth attempt of growing a podcast business. Like, I'm literally, like, I understand I'm in a podcast business. Okay, what do I need to do? Okay, I need to be speaking to customers. Okay, how can I speak to customers? Well, I'm reaching out to them via DMs right now. In addition to that, I'm about to start running advertisements to where I'm speaking the language of the customers that I'm looking to serve. Why am I doing that? Because I'm promoting myself. Okay, in addition to that, I'm posting daily. I'm being more consistent daily. I'm streaming daily. This is live. This is live. There's a video that say, we live, baby. We live. To be honest, I think I just made that up. But why am I doing that? Why am I saying all that? Josh, don't be so hard on yourself, man. There's some things that we have to go through, and you're recognizing that you're doing the right thing because you're talking about your business. Just promise me, bro, you're going to keep talking about your business, because it took me so long. Oh, my goodness, bro. It took me so long. So long. So hopefully that helps me. I know it just went on a long tangent. However, I wanted to make sure that you got that I really helped you and poured into you. Because a lot of people poured into me, bro. I can literally call my mentor that I went to, that I was in his program with when I was younger. I can call him and we could be on the phone for 2 hours, 3 hours. Like, man, I got so many people that pour into me. Still to this day, man. Like, bro, it don't stop. All right, so we on 14. So I got 16 more to go. 16 more people to go. Hold on. 16 more people to reach out to. And then I'll be at a total of 57 people within 2 days. 4 hours. I did not. Yep. There we go. What my computer on? Excuse me. Alright, there we go. Oh, Josh, you missed it, bro. I'm at 15. Earlier I did a giveaway. That if I don't hit my goal within 20 minutes or 10 minutes, I think it was, then you'd get $10. But nobody come in it. Nobody responded with that cash out. So I can't necessarily send them none. And so, you know what I mean? So I want to share that with you, bro. You missed it. You missed the opportunity. You missed the opportunity, man. All right. Relevant, there we go. It look like us. Let me see. Bring them out. Oh, she speak English. Okay. All right. So, true man, I got to step it up. Oh, right there, that one. I seen it. I ain't want to take your money, brother. Oh, man. Hey, man, you would have won a prize, bro. You would have won a prize. I'm on 15 more to go. All Alright, I already did that. Did that. Alright. Okay. All right, so now I'm on. Hold on. If you can get 15 in 5 minutes, I cash up you $10. Hey, man. Hold on. Hold on. You still here? Hey, man, I'm going to take that challenge, bro. All right. I'm going to put it 5 minutes and 30 seconds so I can show you. But I'm going to start at 5. Hold on. Hold on. I got to reply back. Okay. Okay, hold on. The first question. I forgot the question. There we go. I didn't forget too long. There we go. Oh no, that ain't the one I'm looking for. Okay. Mm-hmm. Reaching back out. First question. Hold on. What'd I say? Oh, yeah. Have you ever spotlighted your business through podcasting to get more customers? And I apologize if it sounds like I'm reading and typing, because I am. All right, so the reply is, thank you for reaching back out, period. The first question is, have you ever spotlighted your business through podcasting to get more customers? So I'm just going to keep it simple. All right, what they say, they said, let me read the message first. The first message that I sent was, hello, blank. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and we are in the same community, and I read that you were promoting your business. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm looking to gain a better understanding of the challenges that entrepreneurs face while getting new customers. Do you mind if I ask 3 questions about the challenges that you have experienced with getting customers? And then they responded back with, hello, good afternoon. Of course, no problem. Go ahead and ask me. And then I responded back with, thank you for reaching back out. The first question is, have you ever spotlighted your business through podcasting to get more customers? That's the that's what they said at first. Well, that's what the conversation is going. All right. I actually need to. One reply. Hello. One reply. Oh, it took me 16 times this time to get a reply. Okay, it took me. That's pretty good though. Let me see. What was I about to do? I forgot what I was about to do. Oh, count. Just to make sure. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven. 17? 18? Nah, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 15, 16, 17, 18. 18? How am I miscount? Well, I got 18 now. So we get into it. About to go ahead and finish reaching back out. Let me see. All right. Okay. It's crazy. I'm literally doing this live. Oh, that's pretty cool. Bro, you would never think the amount of businesses that's out there. Excuse me. These people are really creative at what they do. Like, what, man? Like, I remember I was on a, what is it called? I had applied for American Greatest Talent. Is it the show? American Greatest Talent or something like that? I can't remember the show. Excellent approach, bro. You would just get better and better and get more replies back. It's all about reps and you are consistent. Just keep going. Hey, man, I appreciate that. One thing that this is also like displaying is like, I'm not just talking about what I'm not doing. Like earlier, I mentioned about the guy that's recording and getting reviews on the landscaping and he's cutting and doing his job and doing the work. He's going to do the work anyways. Today, bro, I'm literally reaching out to people and I'm following up and I'm communicating and showing the Americans Got Talent. That's what it's called, bro. Some of them people are really talented. I was on the American Got Talent and we on Zoom. We literally on Zoom. Like, there was a lot of people on there, right? A couple come up, but you would never imagine what they was about to do. They had these big rings, bro. Like, them jokers was huge. Like, I can't even describe them. They was really huge, bro. Like, I have never seen that before. And so, when it was their time, of course, we're on Zoom. So, the sound isn't coming out as good as it need to be. In addition to that, they performed like the music was playing throughout the screens. And I'm like, these people are really talented. Like, where do you learn how to do stuff like that at? Like, why do you learn that? I don't know. People are really talented. And just seeing like different businesses and the amount of businesses that's out here, bro. There's so many best kept secrets because they're not talking about their business. Josh, don't be that best kept secret, bro. Okay. 19. Oh, I forgot about the challenge that you proposed. Hold on, big dog. Where'd the challenge go? If you can get 15 in 5 minutes, let me see. I'm on 19. It won't hurt to do more. 19 plus 5. Let me see. 19 plus, what'd you say? 19 plus 15. Yeah, 34. Okay. All right. Josh, I'm about to do it, bro. I'm about to do it, man. I'm going to try to do 15. What am I going to? I'm gonna try to do 15 in 5 minutes. I'm gonna put 20 seconds so I can show you the camera and then start doing it. All right, so here we go. 5 minutes and 16 seconds, 14 seconds, 13 seconds. I'm gonna go at 5 so I can have time to put it down. 10, 5, all right, 5 seconds. All right, Josh, you gotta set the timer too, bro. Mm-mm-mm-mm. see, you can barely even read. Oh, no. You can barely even read what people like logos is or what their business is. All right, we got one. One in a minute. 20, 15, 14. Okay. We got 14 more to go. We got 14 more to go. Hold on. Okay. That water is actually pretty good. All right. We got 13, 15, 14. 13, 21. What's 9 plus 10? 21. All right, there we go. Robert, oh, nope. My bad. Damn. Dang it. Pretend like I didn't say nothing. Alright, 12. 22. 3 minutes left. 3 minutes left. All right, 11, 23, 11, got 11 more to go, come on, 1 minute left, yeah, I thought. Time be moving fast. Okay. Okay. All right, 10, we got 10, 24. All right, we got 55 seconds. All right, let me try to find. Hold on. 19 seconds. God, dog, where did the time go? That was one. Okay. Ah! So I got to 10. 11, 10. I got the 10, man. And then 24 and all. So I got 6 more to go. But I didn't accomplish the goal, man. I didn't get the challenge. Look like you get to save your money on this one. America's Got Talent. Timer set. If you cheat, I gotta unsubscribe. I didn't even see that, bro. All time's up, Blue. Hand time. Good try, bro. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I got the 10, though. If you think about it, that 15 and 5 minutes, that was kind of like the challenge I gave myself, man. All right. But now I'm at 25. I think I got everybody on this one. Hold on. Yep. Got everybody on that one. So I got 5 more to go. Yep, there we go. Okay. There we go. All right, so I got 26. Was this the first one I did? No, it couldn't be. All right. 27. All right, I got 3 more. Okay. Okay. 2, 27, 28, 29. All right, there we go. 30. All right. So 29, 30. All right. Recap time. So hit the goal for today. Today I sent 16 messages and got 1 reply. And so I have to follow up with that one. In addition to that, here's the purpose of this 4th attempt of me growing the podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days. Here's the goal behind it. So I want to show what is going, what I'm doing from going from zero to $100,000, the work I'm putting in, why the work before the previous day or the, before the current day matters, because everything is building on top of each other. I'm reaching out to people via DM to understand what the problem is. Like, have you ever thought about promoting your business on a podcast? If you have, what are the challenges of getting new customers consistently? And then in addition to that, what is your budget? So I want to keep it to three questions so that way it's not overwhelming. And with this information, what I'm going to do with it, I'll be able to serve my customers a lot better. Not only serve them a lot better, but position them in a different way. Help them spotlight their story so that way they can have more customers based off what they are sharing. And over time, as I'm doing this, it's going to be more consistent. It's going to be even better. And I'll be able to show everything that I'm doing based off the action I've took the first 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business. Joshua, real quick, man, I do want to ask you, bro. Are you spotlighting your business on a podcast? I do want to ask. I don't think I asked you that as well. Because I didn't even know you had a business. In addition to that, this is the fourth tip. This is day number four. And so many different things is going to happen through this challenge. I'm going to be going out in public. And what I'm actually about to start doing, in addition to what I'm doing now, is I'm about to start having small gatherings, right? But I'm going to have small gatherings for my ideal customers. And for now, I'm reaching out to people who make a lot of money. So that way, as they make a lot of money, I'm able to charge them the price that I'm looking to charge. Because one thing that I've learned is that there's nothing wrong with charging a low price. In addition to that, charging a low price would take a long time to build. And so I'm learning how to, you know, get outside of my own thoughts, my own thought process. And to, if I want to have a business, I have to be okay with charging the price that I'm going to charge. Because I know the value that I bring. I know what the business spotlight can bring and do for other businesses. But it's more so of me being confident in the offer. I have to do it every single day. I have to promote. And I have to really do it on a consistent basis. Because if I don't, I cannot grow the podcast business to making $100,000 within the next 90 days. Joshua say, not yet. I was thinking about it. You was thinking about it, bro. Come on, man. I'm just playing. Okay. You mind if I ask you the last two questions, bro? Because that's helping me as well. Oh, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you go to Failure is Knowledge podcast and watch the latest episode of on day number three, the lessons that we learned, the lessons that I went through and what I experienced from day one up to day three and why it's so important to do it every single day. My goal is to do it every single day, show up every single day. Eventually, it will become a habit. Eventually, it will become a routine. And eventually, I will have a business around podcasting. But if I do it every day, one day I will get there. One day. I'm getting there today. So that day is today, and I'm getting there on a consistent basis. I'm waiting to hear back from Josh, man. Let me see. What I've been recently doing, because I think I started it day one of the challenge, is that I will come in on 10 different posts. On threads. Excuse me. And throughout the different posts, it's like various different topics. And I'm able to like share my story. I'm able to spotlight what I'm doing. And that's giving me I don't know what it's giving me, but to be honest, it's like, it's helping me in some way, but I have to give it time to let it process and then come back to that, because it's hard to explain right now. Authentic Lawn Care in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I don't have a website up yet. We still getting new customers by passing out flyers and door-to-door engagement. Okay, that's great. That's great. You are doing your customer, what's called customer acquisition, and Authentic Lawn Care. I like that. That's pretty cool, man. In Fort Wayne, Indiana. I don't have a website yet. I don't have a website yet. We still getting new customers by passing out flyers and door-to-door engagement. Okay, the last question is, if you had the opportunity to highlight Authentic Lawn Care business on the business spotlight, what budget range would you be comfortable with? Would it be $497 to $997, or $997 to $1,997, like $997 to $1,907? That's confusing. What's the range? $497 to $997, or $997 to $1,997? Yeah, okay. That sounds a lot better. That was confusing. Y'all go look up Authentic Lawn Care in Fort Wayne, Indiana. If you want your lawn and your landscaping done, professionally done, Josh gonna hook you up. Josh gonna cut your grass. Josh gonna actually make sure that your landscape is clean and it looks nice, so that way you don't get no violations. So hit up my boy Joshua at Authentic Lawn Care in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hey Josh, you see what I just did there? I have to look into it first. I'm not sure what business spotlight is. No worries at all. No worries at all, man. It's basically me highlighting your business on the podcast and me learning more about your story, me learning more about like what encouraged you to get into business, what you have accomplished, and you know, the failures, most importantly, your failures. What have you failed at and how do you turn that into knowledge? And so that's what it's all about, just highlighting your business, highlighting your story for your business, so that way the new customers can learn more about the operator rather than just the business itself. So that's what the business spotlight is. All right, so right now it is 5:11. Hello, thanks for the promo, bro. You caught it. You caught it. So, all right, so that's what today has been, day number 4, and it's been incredible. I hit my goal of reaching out to 30 people. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to accomplish the goal of reaching out to, what I say, 20 people in 10 minutes. But maybe next time, for those of you that's joining, if the next competition that you are part of, maybe you can win a couple of dollars, maybe you can win a prize or anything of that nature. Because one thing for sure is that when you spotlight your story, your business starts to grow. Shout out to my boy Josh. Hey, make sure y'all go check him out at Authentic Lawn Care in Fort Wayne, Indiana. If you don't have a landscaper, hit my boy up and he'll be more than willing to do it, because he's a committed business owner to serving his customers. Mowing. Oh, these are his services. Mowing. Irrigation. I think I said it wrong. Irrigation services. Mulching. Pest control and more. These are the services that he offers. So hit him up. I appreciate y'all. This is day number 4. And I see y'all for day number 5 of 90 Day Challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000 within the next 90 days. Before you get off, let me know in the comments. Let me know in the comment section your biggest takeaway from this episode, from this podcast, and from this stream and how it helped you understand more about business and how to put your story out there even more. Let me know in the comments what you think. Appreciate you. Absolutely, bro. Make sure you leave a comment. Let me know. Let me know your biggest takeaway, man. I'm gonna wait for Josh. I'm gonna wait for Josh. Before I log off, I'm gonna wait for Josh. Your biggest takeaway. What is your biggest takeaway? It got quiet for a reason, bro. So we'll see y'all next time. See y'all for tomorrow. We see y'all tomorrow, day 5 from 90 Day Challenge to Grow Your Podcast Business. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow for day 5 of growing a podcast business to make $100,000 within the next 90 days. And Josh say, biggest takeaway is I need to hit up for a business spotlight. Oh, hold on. He forgot the you. Hold on. He say, biggest takeaway is I need to hit you up for a business spotlight. Hey, man, hit me up. Hit me up, dog. All right, man.